That was the conversation, not a conversation at all, but really, that's the shouted commands of the police in Mesa, Arizona. A former Mesa police officer, Philip Mitch Brailsford, was acquitted of second-degree murder charges in the 2016 shooting of an unarmed Texas man who was on his knees in that hotel room begging for his life, his name, Daniel Shaver. Joining us now is Mark Garagos, the attorney for Daniel Shaver's widow. And Mark, thank you, first of all, for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. And tell us, of course, your reaction to the fact that that the police officer was acquitted last week.
Well, thank you for having me this morning. Unfortunately, I kind of expected it. I saw what was happening. It seemed to be kind of the system had kind of gamed Lainey, who was the widow, and the two girls. They'd kept the video under wraps. They'd refused to release the video. And we had literally gone up and down the state court ladder there trying to get the video released, and they wouldn't do it. And I think precisely because they knew that there would be an outcry about this. And even to the point where when it was marked as a public exhibit, and mind you, body cam videos are paid for by the taxpayers, and it was a public exhibit, and they still wouldn't release the video during the trial. And I thought part of that was just they knew what they were doing. They wanted to engineer a not guilty verdict. And it's one of the problems that I see across the country. Whenever you have police shootings like this that are bad police shootings, and they want to protect the officers, and this is exactly what ends up happening.
So, Mark, there's been some outrage since this video has been released. We're talking about it. A lot of people are talking about it. It's a difficult video to watch. Does that do anything at this point to help with that, or is this over?
Well, the two things that you can't appeal in the under our Constitution are a not guilty verdict and a pardon. The one thing that could be done here, and would be interesting to see, is if this Department of Justice, the feds, came in and did like you oftentimes see, or you saw at least in the Rodney King case most memorably, where they would file against this officer federally for violating Daniel's civil rights. I don't know. It's probably above my pay grade, but that to me is the only thing that can be done from a criminal justice standpoint.
You know, it's amazing to me, watching this video, we heard the sounds as it came in. This was sort of the exact scenario that so many people often sort of fantasize, to use the maybe the wrong word here, about when they say to police overreach or police violence. The idea that Michael Brown was maybe pleading for his life or something. We actually have video here of somebody who's actually pleading for his life, and it ends in his life being taken. I was just really struck by that story there.
This is what's so aggravating about the whole thing, at least from my standpoint. I've been doing this for 35 years. If you understood what they did and how they did this and how they engineered this, they knew that that video would cause an outcry. They knew that that video would cause a lot of attention to be paid to this case. And so what they did is make sure that that video did not get out. The jury instructions basically gave the jury nowhere to go except to say that if a cop has fear, then the cop can shoot and kill anybody. And basically, that was what the jury instruction
And that
read,
was the judge's, Mark, that was the judge's decision not to release this video to the public.
Correct. A series of judges. I mean, it was not just one. I mean, we fought and fought and fought, literally, two different judges in the trial level. We went to the Court of Appeal. We petitioned to the Supreme Court. I will tell you, it was a little disappointing that there was not more media clamoring to get at it. I thought there was the local paper had hired a very able lawyer who assisted, but I think it was a real kind of dropping of the ball, if you will, by people who normally should be
now
wanting to get at stuff like this.
Mark, this was an open trial, right? A member of the press could have sat in on it and seen this stuff?
Correct.
So, and did that happen? Did members of the press actually witness this video?
Just local people who saw it and then made the demand. I made the demand that, look, you've now played the video to the jury.
Right.
Released the video. And they wouldn't do it. And I've never heard of anything like that where you have a public exhibit in a public, so-called public trial, and and they won't release the exhibit. I mean, to me, that's scary.
Right. So, let me just to quickly recap for people, and correct me if I get any of the details wrong here. The man who was killed here, Daniel Shaver, was in the pest control business. Is that right?
Yes. He was working for his father-in-law. What his job is he goes around to big box stores between 4 and 6 in the morning, and he kills pests, basically.
Okay.
With a pellet gun.
And he had two pellet guns in the hotel room, neither of which were on him when he was slaughtered. And apparently somebody had seen him pointing one out the window, and that's why the call came into the police officers. They arrive at the hotel, and he and a female companion come out, obey all of the orders, apparently to the best of their ability, but within his nerves, as he's trying to crawl down the hallway, his pants begin to slip. He reaches to grab his waistband to keep his pants on as he's crawling towards the officers, and at that point, they shoot him. What of the...
Five times, by the way, in the head and the back. And there, I don't know, you've got a family show here. I won't say the words that were inscribed on the gun that was also ruled inadmissible. So the jury didn't know that he had inscribed on his gun. And you can, I'll let you guys redact whatever you want to redact.
Right, Mark, real quick, just to, because I've got like 5 seconds here. What, something inscribed on the gun sort of glorified killing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's what I assumed you were trying to say. Mark Garagos, thank you very much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
You got it.